Coaches, Adam here. We're excited to announce that we have partnered with our friends over at Glacier and Huddle to bring you a special event at the early part of 2024 called our Leadership Summit. Now, what exactly is a Leadership Summit and how does it all work? Let me explain. We've selected, together with Glacier, 10 cities that we will be visiting in the early part of 2024 during the months of January, February, and March, hosting three-hour leadership summits available and open to all coaches of all sports. All you have to do is visit glacierclinics.com and RSVP, just simply so we know you're coming. Find the city that works best for you. Tell all your fellow coaches, tell all those in the school, and make a plan to be out at one of the 10 cities. These leadership summits are going to be transformational. We will spend 3 hours unpacking and unleashing a framework that you can use to elevate your players into the leaders needed to win, and unleashing the secret to creating that transformational culture that we all want. Some new content mixed in with some core foundational teachings of Lead 'Em Up. It's going to be a morning that will change everything for you in 2024. Check out glacierclinics.com. View the list of the 10 cities. Find the one that works best for you. Tell your friends, and we will see you there. Let's go. You're listening to the Lead 'Em Up podcast, powered by Chick-fil-A. Thank you for hanging with us today. I'm Adam alongside Kyle. Today, Kyle, we're talking about glue guys, right? Just that term, glue guys. Obviously, that is not pertaining strictly to men's sports. It is just the term used to describe the individuals on our teams that keep us connected, that keep us aligned. And you hear it all the time, just the need and the importance of, you know, that person just being a glue guy and how valuable they were. But people struggle to describe all that they do. They definitely struggle to quantify and measure it. And it's one that we all need on our successful teams, but I don't think it gets broken down in detail a lot. And today we're going to do that because it's a critical component of our team success. It's also very closely connected to leadership because this glue guy typically is demonstrating what we want to see from a leadership and character standpoint within our players. And it also elevates how important leadership is in character is, because when we spotlight and highlight the glue guy and the importance of that person, what you are indirectly doing is showcasing to everybody how important leadership and character is, because Absolutely. Those two things go hand in hand. So Kyle, let's jump into the glue guy conversation.
Yeah, this is always fascinating because it's one of those topics, like you said, where the word or the phrase glue guys, glue girls, I mean, it doesn't matter the sport, that it's always kind of thrown out and talked about the importance. You know, it's almost done so after the fact, to where we hear about it after the team's success, but not much is really ever spoken about, like the intentionality of designing a team with having those people in place. And I think you hit the nail on the head with saying that glue guys, glue girls, really, we can just cancel that phrase out and almost describe it as our strongest leaders. And a prime example of that, before we kind of get into the traits of it, you can find so many different examples of it. But, you know, I think of a guy like Udonis Haslem with the Miami Heat, where the tail end of his career, he didn't really ever play, but they kept signing him to a contract. And as the Heat made the run the past couple of years in the playoffs, you would hear about the Heat way or the Heat culture. And his job was basically to be the steward, be the ambassador of that culture. So when we're talking about what they bring to the table is fostering that sense of team chemistry, providing the strong mentorship, being the person that is consistent through the ups and the downs, having the team first mindset at all times. Like, it's about the organization. It's about the team. It's not about me. The glue people are the ones that are really leading the way in that. And they're the ones that I think are the steadying force for the team throughout their season.
You know, when you think about glue, just in general, I mean, it is a bonding component.
Right. It sticks, right? It brings together.
It brings together and holds together. There's two dynamics there.
Yeah.
Right. It brings together and holds together. So you have to, in order to be a glue guy, look at the proactive nature of those words and phrases we just shared, like to bring together. There's got to be a level of intentionality. When you think about bringing together, I've got to pursue that. I've got to go out of my way and bring these people together, right? And take these different personalities and these different components within the team and learn what and figure out what I need to do between each of the different individuals, between the different parties, the different interests, the different personalities. And I've got to begin to go through the process of identifying all the different dynamics and nuances on my team, all the different personalities, all the different agendas and objectives, and begin the process of bringing together. And when you start bringing together this glue guy, you know, it's interesting. The glue guy term could almost feel in many cases like a backhanded compliment.
Yeah, because it's almost in a way you're saying, well, you're not skilled and you're not a contributor. You're here just, you know, as the support type of role. And like you said, some people can take that out of context as a backhanded compliment.
Well, yeah, I mean, they often don't reference the star players as the glue, right? It's usually someone behind the scenes or someone slightly out of the spotlight that is really kind of serving in that role. And it's weird because their contributions are huge, but yet, to your point, they aren't making the contributions that everybody sees, right? So it's almost this behind the scenes contribution, but it's this, in the attempt to bring people together, it's a really intentional effort to get to know your team, to get to know the nuances, to get to understand the different dynamics within it, and also to be able to then cast vision within the team of what a connected team can look like. Because if you're going to bring them together, they've got to understand what they're being brought together for. They've got to buy into why they're being brought together. They need to understand deeper why they should put their personal agendas aside and commit to the team. So in many cases, this glue guy is a great visionary. They oftentimes are a great communicator. They oftentimes are great relationally. Absolutely. So in fact, you got to look at it and say, hey, the glue guys are extremely skilled. Now, on a basketball team, we think skills simply would just go right to the sport. And yes, they will have some skill in that regard as well, but they've also got to be incredibly emotional intelligence to be able to start process on a, you know, staying in the NBA circuit of people that I viewed as like glue guys was like maybe Andre Iguodala during the Warriors run.
Sure.
Steve Kerr often would reference him as being the adult in the room. Right. And he knew Steve Kerr, quote, he knew when he could leave the team and step out of the room that he could trust that Andre still just had everyone together. He's referencing the glue, right? Because the first part is bringing together, which once again is a proactive, intentional, strategic action. The next is holding together.
Yes.
Holding together. And that actually becomes the longer term responsibility of the glue. So if you think about glue in and of itself, when you're adhesiving two things together, right? The first is like, let's put the glue on. It's still wet. We bring it together. right? That's the first act. But what you're trying to do is actually create this long-term permanent holding place, holding fixture where they are connected for the long-term. And during that, yeah, they may get bumped. It may get moved. It may get adjusted, but can it hold long-term? And we pay more for stronger glue.
Yeah, that's true.
We pay more for stronger adhesive because it has longer lasting effects. So when we talk about this glue, yes, we already alluded to the first half of the bringing together, but it is really then the holding together, which is really where the power of the glue guy comes into play.
And when you look at like the examples, you can go up and down the list, you know, on professional sports and, you know, a few in the NFL that have kind of stood out over the years. You go back to guys like Chris Long, who was a first round draft pick, but really didn't win until he became more of the glue guy for the Patriots or the Eagles. And, you know, Charles Woodson, famous Heisman Trophy winner, but when he won the Super Bowl with the Packers, he's more in that role of the glue guy. And the other people that we mentioned too, the thing is when you are able to bring and hold together, what you're doing is also increasing your value for the team and your longevity. You're increasing the longevity of your role and the importance of that role on the team, because there's going to be so many challenges that come each season. And then each team, each season is a new journey. It's a new group of people. And the glue guy or the glue girl, it's almost like, you know, instead of using that phrase, like you said, because it could be a backhanded compliment, is what if we viewed them as like they're almost like the stage director, where they're the ones putting all the pieces in play and getting in the right spots, making sure they're all functioning well together. They're like the conductor of the orchestra, or they're the captain of the ship, right? Where maybe it's not their skill per se that people come to see, but without them, everything goes out of whack. Everything falls off the rails and the team isn't operating as it should or to its highest level. So, you know, I think it's just important that we really stress the value that these individuals bring to a team.
Hey, this is Josh from Chick-fil-A and author of the Adulting 101 book series, and this is today's Leadership Nugget. Knowing and leading yourself is the first step in every leader's journey. When developing future leaders within my team, we start with knowing yourself and then transition to leading yourself. Once you know and lead yourself, you can move into knowing and leading others. Too often, people will try to bypass these critical steps before leading other people. Start with having a clear understanding of who you are and how you operate. This will ensure a strong foundation for future leadership growth. No one wants to be led by someone that doesn't first know and understand themselves. Now, let's jump back into the episode.
You know, and it's interesting because I don't think the glue guy is always the captain either. I think that's where it gets interesting. You mentioned the captain of the ship, which someone could say, yeah, we do give them a name. We give them our captain's titles. But one, not all teams use captains. Secondly, I don't know if the glue guy always gets the respect and is out front enough and holds that type of authority.
Yeah.
It's different. You know, it's different. It's like when I think about the glue, you think a lot of times it's just like, I mean, it's hidden. It's yeah. Hidden. You know, like my dad does a lot of carpentry and I do not. So whenever I need anything, I go to him and he's very particular. Like he's a perfectionist. He does great work and he wants it done really well. But, you know, we'll be he'll do some carpenter glue, some wood glue and stuff. And he's a big stickler on, like, you don't want the glue to be exposed. Hmm. So like if he puts glue down and he pushes two pieces of wood and it kind of begins to kind of like spurt out the sides a little bit as it gets condensed in there, like he's quick to like grab a towel and like wipe it. He doesn't want any glue kind of showing. And I think there is a parallel there to oftentimes this glue guy, so much of the work isn't seen. It's hidden.
Not at all. Yeah,
and it really does kind of feel and take on a slightly different personality than the captain role, but equally, if not even greater, of importance on the team. And when I think about holding together that ongoing, I think there's a couple of things that come to mind that this glue guy, you know, demonstrates and leans into that helps them thrive there. And if you have a player on your team that is kind of this person, you can share these things. One, they're incredibly consistent. They hold themselves at a high standard, really, really high. And they have to, because their credibility gets lost when they don't. So yeah, like it is a guarantee. I mean, they've got to show up consistently. They've got to show up at a high level. They've got to do the right thing. You got no chance of being a glue guy if you are not doing your personal responsibilities. It won't work. Your voice will have no respect to be able to be the glue to hold people together. Secondly, they are incredible at connecting all the different groups. You know, we reference that in Going for the Gold as the banker.
Exactly.
Just this person who's connecting. Then they bring this group to that group. So they've got this ability to kind of adapt and get along with all different types of people. And they can go and they can vibe with this group and they can vibe with this group. And they also have the ability to like be mature enough to, you know, connect with the coaches at a level that it allows them to maybe even be a conduit and a connector to the team and kind of be that coach, you know, player connection. So they've got this incredible ability to connect and be a connector, almost chameleon type, where they can kind of just blend in and assimilate with this group at times and assimilate with this group in order to do what is necessary to connect, to bring them together for the bigger picture. The third thing they do is they're incredibly aware of warning signs. So we teach that in the lifeguard teaching, mm-hmm. right? That there are always signs that something could be off. And whenever you teams that have gone down paths where they do fall apart or they do become broken and they begin to break, there's always signs that have just been lingering within the team leading up to it. This person's ego, you know, moments in practice where this happened and moments of division over here and tension over here and, you know, attitude problems over here. There's always these signs, and the glue guy has incredible social awareness and their emotional intelligence to be continuously scanning, like we talk about in the lifeguarding exercise, looking for these warning signs, and then they go after them. Right. They go after
proactive.
Them. They're very proactive. And in doing so, what they're doing is the fourth thing is they are holding standards. So when they see these slips, when they see these dips, when they see the potential challenges upcoming, they jump in and they address it and they talk about it. And they, once again, reshift people's perspectives to bring them back together, to hold everyone together, to not let it get too bad. And it kind of goes to that lifeguarding quote, you know, what's the best way to save people? It's before they drown. Right. What's the best way to keep a team together? Not let it break apart in the first place. I remember back, my doctor once told me, you want to know the best way to stay healthy? Keep your symptoms in check. Right. If you sense it happening, address it. He used the phrase, well, hey, do you know the best way to keep a horse in the barn? Not let it out in the first place. Mm-hmm. Right. So like, you've got to be proactive in this. But those are the things that I think about from a glue guy who does an incredible job holding things together, right? They are incredibly consistent, high standards for themselves. They hold themselves and their drive for personal excellence is really unmatched. Secondly, they do an incredible job connecting with all groups and doing what is necessary within each of those groups to continue working to build one group. Third, they are very consciously aware and scanning of warning signs, looking for things to be proactive to help make sure we don't land in a place that becomes really challenging and troublesome to try to bring back. And then in turn, they are holding the standards very high. You know, so their first effort is this initial attempt to bring, but the day in and day out is this attempt to hold together the way glue holds things together long term. Once again, the more valuable the glue, the more expensive it is, the more valuable the glue guy. If you look in the pro ranks, they get contracts. They get millions. They're
getting paid. Yeah.
They're getting paid. That's hey, Elmer, should we call these people Elmer?
That might be a good phrase for them. I mean, it's brand recognition. People know who that person is, and it works, and it's needed.
You know, listen, you know, it's almost like every team, let's the pro rank, should have like, I mean, essentially, like an Elmer's contract. You know, if you think about it.
I mean, if I'm a GM, that's a great point. I think that I would start with that. I mean, hey, you've got new GMs coming into Washington with the Commanders. Maybe you should send them a note, an email. Hey, I got a great idea. We're a part of the 53-man roster. We're going to at least designate. I would almost go as far to put, you know, because anyone in the NFL is skilled. And let's not get that wrong, or anybody who's on a team that has some skill. But I would almost go as far as to have an offensive, a defensive, and a special teams glue person. Like, I think they're that valuable because it's not like you're going to get like some Joe Schmo off the street out there who can't play. But I think the role is that important. When you look at those four things that have been laid out, man, how can you not have those people on your team and expect to win?
It is interesting when you think about it in that lens of just like contract designation, because there's all these designations in sports where like, you know, the dollar amount. So like there's a veteran minimum, you know, the rookie minimum, second round gets this. So like there's, you know, in basketball, you've got contract terms like the mid-level exception, right? I mean, there's all these different terms and basically when you construct the roster, it helps you get to your salary cap. You got your max guys, you got your mid-level exceptions, you got your veterans. There should legit be an Elmers. a glue contract designation. You know, it's on another year. My fifth year is the Elmers with the Elmers contract. You know, obviously I'm just having fun with this, this term here, but from the branding standpoint, but to our point, it literally should be. And I wonder if the level of intentionality around the conversation of it with the player changes their perspective. So for example, I'm a player, I'm on a high school team. I want to play. I want minutes. I want to score. Like I want all that. Totally understandable. Who doesn't? And maybe this player isn't getting that. Because maybe they just aren't as skilled as they think they are. They're probably not as skilled as their parents think they are. Sorry, I had to throw a little jab in there at the parents. Sorry, parents.
But yeah, coaches know.
What?
Ouch. Coaches know what we're talking about.
You get the point, right? They're not playing as much. And I wonder if you really had deeper conversations. I know we have conversations, but truly like unpacking about how unique, how beneficial, how skilled glue guys have to be in the things we talked about the ability to connect and adapt and to be consistent and the role that it plays. I wonder if you couldn't do your greatest visionary casting work and actually get that individual gung-ho about their role of being a glue guy. Could you actually get them to that point? Recognize, they always want to play. And yes, of course, it's fun to play. But could you actually get them to the place where they like walk away and they're like, you know what? It's never been communicated at that level to me within the larger scope of the bigger picture. Wow. Right. You know what? I'm actually fired up to be a glue guy. I'm actually like, I actually want, like, I'm going to start studying the glue guys. I'm going to start Googling glue guys and traits of glue guys. And wonder if you could actually get there to that point.
And I think you can, like, it's just the intentionality of that conversation and really laying it out there and letting them know it's a great thing to do before the season starts is have the one-on-one conversations with where you see that person fitting in on the team, what their role is, and clearly saying, like, this is something I think you're skilled in. These are the things I think you bring to the table, and these are why this is going to help us win. And then that person senses their value right away, rather than getting dejected midway through the season, thinking about walking away, then having to be reminded of it. Like, start out the gate with it and really paint that picture for them.
You can throw out, we always love the gamifying, just add a little, you know, just a little extra competitive element to get them just kind of challenging their ego a little bit. You could also ask the question, once you get into the glue and you go through the process of bringing together, and then once again, the big goal is holding together, how long does your glue last? I don't even know if that's the term, right? I don't know the exact terminology on this, but what is your sticking, what's the show? Kyle, help me out here. How long does the glue stick? Like, I'm basically trying to challenge the player here. I'm thinking this on the fly here, folks.
Lifespan of it.
You know, what's the lifespan of it? You know, like, hey, you know, players like, yeah, I can be that glue guy. Great. But like, you know, does the glue does your glue last a season? Like, will it last a season, or like is your glue going to like dry out and crack in like 2 weeks and all of a sudden everything falls apart?
Right.
Like, how long is the glue going to last for you? Like, and really challenging them. And you can almost use that language there. And it kind of challenge them, almost kind of reminds me of like your run from red 40 time. Like, how fast can you get back into green? You start challenging their speed a little bit. Here you're challenging their strength, their adhesive strength.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the duration of that? How long? That can be a great point to bring up to them.
Well, coaches, have fun with glue guys, right? Make sure you're celebrating them. Let's continue to be even more intentional than ever to kind of communicate the power of this role, the importance of this role, the components of bringing together and holding together, the need to for them to live at a high standard, to be great connectors and relationship oriented, to look for warning signs, to in turn hold the standards. The glue guys hold incredible value on the team. And hopefully this episode heightened your intentionality in this particular area with conversations, and maybe even have you triggered an idea for you to, you know, to go and have deeper conversations with some players. If so, that's fantastic. But on behalf of the entire Lead 'Em Up team, I am Adam. He is Kyle. Until next time, we are out.